The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Prostate problems are no laughing matter. The older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect sleep and intimacy. The Prostate Formula from Real Health Labs has been helping men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow for years. Go to ProstateFormula.com. That's ProstateFormula.com to receive a special offer. Look for the blue and white box at supercenters, drugstores, and leading retailers everywhere.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What if I told you that you could put out the fire of acid reflux and stop taking your reflux meds forever? If you or someone you care about suffers from acid reflux, indigestion, or heartburn, there's a special free video you need to watch. You may have heard about this. It's all over the internet. People who have followed this plan have not only eliminated their reflux agony, but have stopped taking their reflux meds completely with their doctor's approval. This is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing acid reflux pain starting tonight. This natural solution will save you from being a slave to dangerous doctor-prescribed drugs. It's easy, and the free video from Barton Publishing gives you a specific action to take right away to get your reflux problem under control. The best part is the main ingredient and solution is a common food found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself at 22acidreflux.com. Watch for free at 22acidreflux.com. Get back the quality of your life and free yourself from acid reflux agony tonight. Go to 22acidreflux.com. That's 22acidreflux.com.
So you're sporting a brand new pre-owned GM vehicle. You notice the OnStar button and wonder, what if I push it? Do it. You'll get 3 months on us, a free trial of OnStar services, including automatic help in a crash and monthly diagnostic checks. The offer's good on 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM models. Just push the blue button and ask for 3 months free. It's also obligation free. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Lumber Liquidators, America's largest specialty flooring store, is using our buying power to offer great deals on over 230 hardwood and laminate floors just in time for the holidays. Get pre-finished 3/4-inch solid maple for $159 a square foot. That's more than half off other stores. Save up to 43% on our thickest and best laminates. Plus, attach padding at no extra cost. And get other incredible flooring deals. Plus, 18-month special financing. Get to your local store. These deals are going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
I got the sunshine and the blue sky above. I got the black sky under my wheels, and I got big dreams, and I got people that I love. to put that which is wrong aside or in the back of our minds? Can we do that?
Yes.
Hard to do it when it's right in front of your face, though, all the time, Jennifer. Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Richie back on Tuesday. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Here we go again. This was one of the most overlooked items of interest this week, it seemed to me, although Charlotte snoring through it. Do you hear Charlotte snoring? Well, Charlotte is my bulldog, who is often not particularly...
She's a critic of the show.
...impressed with what's going on. So the story this week, and I don't know whether it's the big story of the week or the month or the year, but it's been covered up well because of all of the hysteria about Ebola and ISIS. Did you know that American troops were exposed to chemical weapons not just once, but multiple times in the years following the invasion of Iraq? The Pentagon kept the discovery of this expired weaponry secret from the soldiers, people investigating, military doctors. This is a report that was published this week, folks. New York Times says American troops reported finding approximately 5,000 chemical warheads, aviation bombs, that sort of thing, after the invasion of Iraq. On at least six occasions, soldiers were wounded by these weapons, which had been manufactured many years before. The paper said 17 U.S. soldiers, 7 Iraqi police officers, were exposed to chemical agents during the war. Government said its number was slightly higher than that, but didn't release the specific figure because they didn't want to alarm anybody. How do you like that for your government? If you're a soldier in service to our country, what do you think of things like that?
Oh, I mean, you have to be furious, right? I mean, how could they, under the guise of protecting you, really, when you could be seeking treatment early on if you had anything going on?
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous. The way that we treat our soldiers is just, it's deplorable.
And then, we have people... The government did. Covered it up, the exposure to Agent Orange.
Right.
Kenny, I think is what you're talking about. Yeah, and what it did. Big secret, nope. Nothing wrong with that stuff. Used all the time on farms in America. Don't worry about it, you'll be fine. Really? Okay, now, the fate of Oscar Pistorius. Isn't this day four? I thought there was the hearing or the sentencing was going to take about 4 days, right?
It's a long process, apparently.
Prosecution, right. Calling for a minimum sentence of 10 years. Is that likely? Anybody listening to the audio of this? Michael, are you listening to the audio off air?
I did it yesterday. I think they're done for the day.
And they still haven't figured out what to do with them.
Yeah, I think next Tuesday, maybe.
Really? Wow. So, ruined a lot of people's weekends. Oof.
Yeah, sentencing judgment likely to be delivered Tuesday.
All right, thank you.
His lawyer says he has no money left, that he has been just bled dry, which you'd imagine. I mean, I guess going through how long has he been on trial?
Well, this has been, when did he kill a girlfriend? A couple of years ago?
It seems like it's just taken a long time.
Hmm. Yeah. Well, in the meantime, a lot of people are distracted or find this sort of thing fascinating in that it takes their mind off of whatever else is going on, like the hearing yesterday. Dr. Friedan from the CDC testifying before Congress about the response, the federal response.
A horror
to Ebola.
Show. Mm-hmm.
Their response is a horror show, and the situation as it was presented during the hearings yesterday is pretty much a horror show as well. Here's part of the give and take from that testimony yesterday before Congress.
Multimedia?
Nope, that's not the right button, Michael. Let's try the other button, the one over there. This button.
Ebola spreads only by direct contact with a patient who is sick with the disease or has died from it or with their body fluids.
The multimedia market.
Ebola is not new, although it's new to the U.S. We know how to control Ebola. Even in
Can we get to the good stuff, Michael? We all know what it is. We all know Shepard Smith, our video of the day today at DougStephan.com, is actually quite well done. Shepard Smith on Fox.
It's a great piece of reporting.
3 minutes or so explaining to you, watch the video, listen to the audio. It takes a lot of time to explain exactly what Ebola means to you. Anyway, meanwhile, have you found some juicier stuff?
There is no doubt in my mind we will not have a large outbreak of Ebola in the U.S.
The issue is not that Ebola is highly infectious. The issue with Ebola is that the stakes are so high.
All right, here's one of the nurses testifying yesterday.
I called the CDC, and the agency said that this nurse, Nurse Vincent, did in fact call the CDC several times before taking that flight and said she has a temperature, a fever of 99.5. But the person at the CDC looked at a chart, and because her fever wasn't 100.4 or higher, she didn't officially fall into the group of high risk.
The first day we called and said this patient just preliminarily came back negative. Can we move him out? And they said no. No, they said they must maintain under strict isolation until the final result comes back and until it says they are negative. And the very next day...
All right, let me get to the bottom line here. What you heard or saw or will read about today or hear more of the outtakes about the hearing just once again underscores how ridiculously bad this government is being run.
The fact that she actually called the CDC, told them that she had a temperature, and they said, oh, because it's only 99 degrees, it's okay for you to fly.
There's no common sense.
Inexcusable. Yeah. It's just, ugh.
It is, there's no common sense whatsoever. The government is so big, so completely and totally out of control. And this is one place. You know me, I don't want government involved in much in my life, but this is an appropriate usage of taxpayer dollars and government involvement. This is this is basically protecting the country. Never mind protecting, we're using soldiers to protect us from foreign assault and enemies, but this is an enemy, this is an assault, and they can't do it right. And we need this help. We need to feel secure. We need to know the government is doing these sorts of things. Now, how much political posturing was going on because of election season? Yeah, there's plenty of that. But above and beyond all of that, it just is more of the same. So when you think about voting, and you just have to assess in your own mind, what can you do to have an immediate, some sort of immediate influence on how things are running? I think that's what you think about when you go into the ballot box on the first Tuesday of November. Are you happy with the way things are being run? And if there's somebody who's up that's been there a long time versus somebody who's new and fresh and different, vote for the new, fresh, different person. I don't care what the party is
of
the incumbent. Vote for the new, fresh person who's got new ideas.
Because whatever's there is not
shambles.
Working.
Mm-hmm. The government is in shambles. So, now, to lighten things just a bit, let's go back to Los Angeles, where Jennifer is. A restaurant taking aim at comfort food this week. Now, I thought this was the Macaroni Grill. But the Macaroni Grill has other things besides macaroni and cheese. There's a new eatery that is dedicated entirely to macaroni and cheese. The fellow who's running this, man named Kelly, I'm sorry, it's a woman, right? Kenny, is it a woman, Kelly, or a man, Kelly? I didn't get that.
I'm not sure.
All right. Anyway, that's who's running. Right, it could be. She had a food truck. And so from a food truck, it went to a restaurant, right? Pretty much, she was a former Microsoft, that's what it is, a woman or a man, a former Microsoft employee said that she wanted to do something different, so it's called Kelly Chapman's Original Southern Mac.
Huh.
Includes mac and cheese creations, added ingredients including bacon, Maine lobster, crab meat, and vegetables.
Yum.
They have a box mac, which the menu states was included in honor of the recession. Gluten-free mac is also available. Gluten-free mac and cheese at this restaurant in Las Vegas. So check
that's
it out.
That's such a trend. Yeah, macaroni and cheese, grilled cheese truck. Those are such
it's
big
down in Valley trend. Village, which is off of...
Oh, that's close by, yeah.
It's not far from you. Let's go there when I'm out there for making...
That would be fun. I would like that.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This winter, next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel can be safely stored with your other supplies for many years and works in any gas-powered vehicle or backup generator. With the bitterly cold temperatures predicted for this winter, now is the best time to stock up on Spare Fuel. So, go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com. GetSpareFuel.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Look up in the sky, it's a bird. It's a plane. It's Super Voice. Or is it just Nicki Minaj? Jennifer, I think it's just Nicki Minaj.
It is. Just Nicki Minaj.
Okay, so Nicki's not as smart as some people think she is. Then there are a lot of people who think lyric videos are dumb anyway. But when you add Nazi imagery to the mix. Nazi imagery.
You mean Nazi?
Nazi.
I hate those guys.
I hate those guys, right.
That sounds like a board game. Nazi?
Nazi. How about Nicki Minaj as a board game? I find her boring. I always did find her boring. Anyway.
It would have a big finish if you catch my drift.
He's got a Nazi image in this video. And so now many people think this is completely unacceptable. The release of a lyric video for her new song, Only. Everything from the color scheme to the red banners with swastika-like young money logos to the SS-style armbands. They label them Minaj's soldiers. The soldiers are wearing these armbands. Purposely invoke the image of the Third Reich, so the producers say. So, are we offended? Is this one of those? Is this another reason for us to be outraged and offended? Nazis, videos, Nicki Minaj, or is this just?
Do Nicki Minaj even gets it?
I don't think she. I never have thought she was very bright. I don't know how she got as far.
Well, she's young, first of all, and I'm not saying that all young people are not bright, but she, you know, she's a young kid.
But she's not.
20
she's
something.
Not bright.
And,
she doesn't look bright.
Well, there you go.
So how did she? So how is she getting?
You said it. Not
how
me.
Many people know her name versus how many people know Jennifer Horne's name?
Tough. Close tie.
Really?
Pretty sure Nicki Minaj might be edging me out.
Really? But why? You're very attractive and you're smart. And golly gee, I like you. So,
thanks, Dougie.
How come Nicki Minaj is known by more people? She's a, like kind of a not very smart. Smart enough, I guess, for to figure out how everybody would. This is an idea that whether it came from her or somebody else makes her a household name because people are going to be ticked off about this. Yes.
Yes.
Are you going to be ticked off
well,
about it?
Well, her core listening audience probably won't care, but their parents will.
Yeah. All right. So Parents, Marins, who cares about them? It's the 26th half the hour, Doug Steffen, the Good Day program. Late night shows are usually in focus, and today is no change in that routine from what we usually do every day at this time. So how about we check in with the Jimmy Fallon and Craig Ferguson from last Friday?
I don't know what to make of this. General Motors is offering people $25 gift cards to get them to bring their cars in for a recall due to bad ignition switches. Yeah, that's where we are at as a country. GM offers to fix a problem that could kill us, and we're like, yeah, but what's in it for me? I want a free latte out of this. It's a great day for not just America, the state of Texas, which considers itself America, because the last person being tested for Ebola has come back clean. So congratulations, Texas. Texas is now Ebola-free. Big week for Texas. They are Ebola-free and Democrat-free, apparently. Good. Democrats and state legislators are at their lowest level since the 1920s. Obama has a Katniss strategy to save the party in 2016. He's leaving.
Hooray!
Where were you?
I'm just fixing some of you. All right, so
some other show.
Yeah, no, I wasn't doing that. We could have been earlier, but no. I suppose I should probably explain that. Little technical problem at the top of the hour. Nothing for those of you who are fans to worry about. It's just one of those things. Apparently, it was so obvious. Whatever we were talking about, could you guys hear it? I couldn't hear what was going on.
No, I had no idea what was going on.
Jennifer and I, Kenny, spent last night together, and boy, was it fun.
Don't get those tongues nice. Wagging.
Oh, yes. Well, we said that before. Jennifer and her dad and I and a bunch of other broadcasters were at the Radio Hall of Fame dinner. Dinner.
The dimmer.
The lights. Actually, we
they
went
were
through,
dim in there.
They were dim. They were. It was very dim. Dim,
there's
dark.
There's a lot of pictures, though, Ken, so I'll be sending them cool. to you. We'll put them up on Facebook.
28 cool. after.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Ron Reagan and Ron Christie. Coming right up, student debt now exceeds credit card debt in America, which hurts students and the economy. What can or should Washington do about it?
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
I burnt everything.
Ow! And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window.
And then
somehow my hand.
My hand! And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right!
It was a rough day.
It was a great day.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Come back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Ron Christie and Ron Reagan. With student debt at $1.2 trillion, burdening both students and consumer demand in the economy, what, if anything, should Washington do to help students get the college they need?
I don't think anybody, by going to college, should become indebted. Life is hard enough as it is for young people graduating from college. The idea that we would saddle them with $30,000 of debt on average coming out of college, that 7 in 10 of them would be in debt as they leave college, is crazy as a matter of policy to me. Every American who has the intellectual wherewithal to make use of college,
right,
wants to go to college, should have the opportunity to be in college and not end up in debt as a result. We can accomplish that as a nation. We just have to put the money in the right place.
Oh, I see. So you would subsidize it in some
absolutely.
Way.
Well, I think he's largely right on his solution. I just don't know that the government should be paying all the costs. Of course the government should be subsidizing student loans. I had a subsidized student loan from the government when I went to college. My beef with this is that colleges and universities are jacking up the rates on tuition to pay these lavish salaries for educators and overhead that I think we need to rethink.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity mineral makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLouHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.
So today, I've got to be a good friend. Today, I'm gonna be a good friend. Today, I'm gonna be a good friend.
We're in 3 hours now on Monday, 10th of November. Today. The Doug Steffen Good Day Program. I'm Doug Gurr, and that's Jennifer, and that's Ken Richer is working for richer or for poorer. Behind the scenes, and important things are going on. So Michael Fortier is answering your calls, and at the controls in our studio in Washington, 888-302-3684, 888-302-DOUG. Some people in the news today.
Yes.
The pastor, Dr. Miles Monroe, mm-hmm. has been killed in a crash. About 9 or 10 people were on their way to the Bahamas in a private Learjet, and it crashed as it was landing there. I don't know who this fellow is, frankly. When I saw this, it referred to him, the story I saw referred to him as a prominent pastor. So I did my homework. I asked Jennifer if she knew who he was, and she
and said nope.
I don't know who he is. Kenny, you know who he is?
No idea.
Okay. Well, we've covered it. For those of you who do know who he is, sad that he's gone, but let's move on. Abu Bakr. Well, what do you want me to say? So the guy's... Somebody know who he is? I don't understand.
I just want to mention for anybody that we're all just really kind of tired.
We are. We've got a half hour.
We're not laughing that and everyone else on the plane was killed.
No, we're actually laughing at the coverage that it was just given on the Good Day Show. Well, I asked around and nobody else knew who he was either, so, you know. We're sorry.
Oh, man, did we ticked off? I suppose we did. Somebody knows who he is and is ticked off because we're not laughing because he's dead. We're laughing because we don't quite know who he is.
It's hot over here.
Yes, it is. It's warm. Jennifer's on one side of Los Angeles. I'm on another side. And so let's get on to the next person in the news, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. What a great name.
Could you imagine his business card? It's like a foot long.
Okay, so nobody knew who Dr. Miles Monroe was. You know who Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi is? I'm choosing these names carefully now.
I'm probably so wrong here, but I'm going to say I think he is the leader. I think I remember him being the leader of one of the leaders in ISIS or something like that. Right?
The leader of the pack.
Is
Can
that
you
right?
agree with that?
Yeah, agree or disagree?
Right. No, he's all right. He is one of the heads, right, Jennifer, of ISIS.
Circle
and he apparently was wounded in an airstrike yesterday. Pentagon will not release any more information. And the most important thing about this is getting his name pronounced correctly. Mm. Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi.
Friends call him Boo.
Boo. Oh. All right. So that takes care. Anybody want to have it? You feel, I don't want to get too gruff here, but I'm wondering if anybody cares about this guy being almost offed. All right. Nobody seems to. All right. Somebody else. The rumor was that Macaulay Culkin was offed.
He's alive, though.
He's alive.
Well,
he is.
How do these death rumors get started? Who's the sicko that says, I think Macaulay Culkin's kicked it today? Who
well,
that
is just somebody who hasn't got anything else better to do with their time. Latest
My
target
theory?
Of a celebrity death hoax is the 34-year-old actor. One of the most famous child stars in the world. So, of the three names that I just dropped on you, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, Dr. Miles Monroe, and Macaulay Culkin, how bad is it that all of us recognize Macaulay Culkin's name and nobody recognizes the other two? Or we sort
well,
of
I would, to be fair to myself,
that.
I recognize two of the three.
Really? All right. Kenny, you did too, right? But you didn't really, in your life, if we put into perspective the essence of who has been more noteworthy or more well-known, Macaulay Culkin, the actor, is more well-known than
Definitely.
The bad guy, Abu
Sadly,
Bakr
yes.
al-Baghdadi, right?
Now, here's my theory about this. Mm. Do you think Macaulay Culkin's like, oh, I haven't been in the news in a while. How can I get back in the news? And then started the rumors of his death himself?
I think that's entirely possible. Anybody else?
I kind of like the Kardashians calling the media when they go to the supermarket.
Right.
There are so many of these things that pop up. I think it's just some sick people on Twitter who just get off on starting some dumb rumor and seeing if it'll spread.
Yeah, well, they had success with that. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Ken at DougStephan.com. Jennifer at DougStephan.com. Facebook fans can contact usual Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day. Our poll over the weekend, I get that some of the people who also respond to the poll want to give us some input on Facebook, Kenny. So I'm looking at the results of the poll. Which was the most important item in the world of news talk conversation last week? 41% of you who responded to the poll at DougStephan.com said the way the Republicans worked to gain the majority in the Senate. Would you say that holds true on Facebook and Twitter? Because you asked sort of the same question, Kenny, didn't you?
I did, and the comments that we got on Facebook and Twitter were about ISIS and about Obama's possible executive, well, it sounds probable now, executive action on immigration reform.
Mm-hmm. So that'll set up a big to-do, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Absolutely.
All right, so let's see how this shakes out on the poll at DougStephan.com. 13% thought the state election results were the most important. 16% said the amnesty issue, that's the immigration thing. 8% said the battle against ISIS, thus the interest in Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. All right, so that's the way it shapes up. A lot of people are wondering if we're celebrating Veterans Day today, because most federal holidays are moved to Monday, and that is not the case with Veterans Day. Tomorrow is Veterans Day. Already gotten some email from some people as to how we're going to observe Veterans Day. I think we'll probably try to find some people that have been in service to our country. It's different than people usually confuse Memorial Day and Veterans Day. Memorial Day is for those who are dead, who have served our country. And Veterans Day is for those who are alive. And I have a veteran who's going to be in the studio with us tomorrow, I think either tomorrow or Wednesday, who has some interesting stories to tell about his experience as a Marine. But there will be plenty of other things that we can talk about. I would like to think that the situation with the vets would be different than it was last year. The only thing I saw over the weekend, correct me if I'm wrong, was that there's some big kind of investigation and shakeup in the Veterans Affairs Administration, whatever that means. Shakeup, reorganization. One wonders, as usual with the government anyway, when they reorganize, they just sort of change the chairs around, bring in people who are not necessarily any more competent than the last group. And so, as far as I'm concerned, we give them a chance to prove that what they are really doing is going to make a difference. But in the meantime, lots and lots and lots of you who are veterans are being sent off, shuffled off to Baltimore, as they say. But we'll save that for tomorrow. I don't know, frankly, why it is that Veterans Day has stayed November 11th and not the second Monday in November.
I know, that is strange.
It is, when they changed all the other things. And I'm not sure that I remember ever having this conversation before, frankly. I don't know. I don't remember. Someone may be able to straighten this out.
We'll do our homework for tomorrow.
Yeah, that'll be a homework assignment for tomorrow. Meanwhile, our poll at DougStephan.com, how are you observing Veterans Day? A, going to a parade. B, going to museums. C, attending a memorial service. D, spending the day with my family. E, shopping. F, just another work day for me. F would be it. Although I think part of the reasoning that the logic that I have when it comes to things like this is just the essence of talking about it on the air, bringing it to people's attentions, and attention's plural, because I think there's more than this is an important day, I think, for the country, and I don't want to get off on it so much now, but a day for us to be really thinking about and learning. There won't be any schools. This is one of the days that there ought to be school, so that the schools could bring people in from the various services and talk to all ages, elementary school, middle school, high school. I think this would be an important thing for us to get a handle.
Can I tell you how this is not a holiday that, and I agree with you, I think kids should be in school for this one.
Yeah.
My mom and I have talked about this before as a school teacher for LA Unified School District, and there was a mandate given. My mom had something, thankfully, come up that was a little health scare for her, and then they told her, oops, sorry, we were just kidding. So she was going to have to take Monday off to get some additional tests.
Monday being today.
Exactly. Yeah. And the school district requires any teacher who takes today off to bring a doctor's note in because of the huge rush of people, of teachers that actually take this off as just a four-day weekend. Sick?
Yeah, it is. It doesn't say much for the teaching profession, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Which is worse. I know I have family back east, and my sister has children in school, and they have today and tomorrow off for Veterans Day.
So they're just making it into a fun four-day.
Yeah. Right. They have a fun four-day weekend.
Yeah. And do they even think or know anything about the veterans that we are here supposedly to acknowledge and celebrate in a way? Do they have any clue, any idea what that's all about, do you suppose? I wonder. I wonder out loud.
I don't know. I know some of the schools here in San Diego are off today and tomorrow.
Really? Right. What's the situation where you are? 888-302-3684, facebook.com/goodday, twitter@goodday. Casey Kasem in the news as we continue the focus on people, 16 before the hour on Good Day.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. It reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your money in the Wall Street casino. To get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com.
Your Buick Certified Service Technicians would like you to think about something. And no, it has nothing to do with oil levels, the brake pads, or tire wear. They'd like you to think about the view from the window of the bed and breakfast you'll be visiting this weekend, or the crust on the beef Wellington you plan to make at your cooking class tomorrow. As the experts in Buick maintenance, they'd like you to think about the lyrics of the new song you just discovered on your drive to work, or the sunset you plan to enjoy on the ride home. The Buick certified service experts would like you to think about anything but the maintenance of your Buick. That's their job. If you don't know worry-free service, you don't know Buick certified service. And now experience it for yourself. Get a 5-quart Dexo synthetic blend oil change, 4-tire rotation, and 27-point inspection for $39.95 or less. Excludes full synthetic oil, tire balancing tax, and more than 5 quarts of oil extra. Most V6 and V8 engines and other select vehicles require more than 5 quarts of oil. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer.
You want in? Shark Tank Nation, Monty, and BC. Shark Tank Nation, 5 nights a week. I'll make you a million. Just like that.
So take the deal.
It just got whacked.
Get hooked. Shark Tank tonight starting at 8 Eastern on CNBC.
You gonna have some, like, umbrella drinks?
I know.
How much time a week do you spend watching TV? More than you probably should? What if you could cut back just a fraction of that time to do something that could change your life, like learn another language? If learning a language appeals to you, you're listening to this station at the perfect time, because Rosetta Stone is celebrating its Language for Life event with a life-changing offer. We're offering every caller an absolutely free demo. Yes, a free demo. To try your free demo now, you must call 1-800-954-9825. With Rosetta Stone, nothing stands in your way to learning a new language. No books, rote memorization, or boring drills. Quite simply, it's the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. There's never been a better time to get started. Participate in the Language for Life event with a free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-954-9825. For your free demo, call 1-800-954-9825. 1-800-954-9825.
My friends, there's some examples of character that you need to write down. Now, why do we call, for example, the alphabet characters? Because A is always A. B is B at 2 a.m. in the morning. C is still C, whether it's in Africa, Asia, or in the Bronx. It doesn't change. That's why we call them characters. Why do we call numbers characters? Because one is always one, and two is always two. Whether you are using it in the night or the day, it doesn't change. It's character. Why do we call statues characters? Because, like Victoria, no matter what happens around them, they never change. Why do we call principles characters? Because principles are laws. They never change.
I always like when ministers, pastors, try to bring things together in a homily like that. That's Dr. Miles Monroe, a fellow who is a Bahamian, as I know is around here a little bit. He was on his way back to the Bahamas, but well known in several different communities as a pastor of note. Passed away in a plane crash with a number of his staff as they were landing into the Bahamas. All right, so that was that. We were chuckling earlier because of his passing, but because
just Doug's delivery. That's
right.
All.
It was not
very sad.
Who is the guy? Yeah. Speaking of people who are not here any longer, Casey Kasem. There was a moment last night. Jennifer and I were at the Radio Hall of Fame dinner here in Los Angeles last night, and Casey Kasem's two daughters were brought up to speak about their father. And this was in the memorial at the Radio Hall of Fame. It's the same as the other shows, same for radio. We talk about those people who are members of our league that had passed away during the past year, and Casey certainly came up, so the two daughters came up. I'd only met Carrie once, and forgive me, I just have always thought that she was one of these people who uses the name to get someplace. I don't know that she's particularly talented or, you know, has a fairly... And last night sort of submitted that with me.
She has done pretty well for herself, okay. Using the name or not. She's created a good radio career for herself.
Anyway, they filed in federal court on Friday. They want the court to compel Gene Kasem to return Casey's body before
it's impossible. Because he's not in the ground yet. He's not buried, right?
Right. No. They want to conduct an autopsy. They suspect that that's why Gene moved the corpse from Canada to Norway. They say it's lying in a mortuary someplace, not embalmed. As time goes on, the body obviously...
it rots away.
Rots away, and it can't be tested. They didn't say that last night at the Radio Hall of Fame dinner.
No.
But they did say, thank you for acknowledging our dad, who it certainly needs to be acknowledged under the circumstances at a dinner like that. But, man, the reality is it's so bizarre. 51 after the hour on Good Day.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Jason! You only once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now 53 at the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Tech Talk time for this Monday, starting with Shelley Palmer, who's our daily reporter, looking into things that are important that affect you. And today he's going to talk with you about good holiday gifting that you can have and you can go find now for your children in order for them to learn how to make and use technology generally themselves. Does that sound confusing? How to make and use technology. In other words, what he's going to do is inspire your children to be the geniuses that probably most of them are. You just may not have found it. Hard to find genius sometimes amongst all that noise, but there is genius there, and we need to encourage it more. So Shelley's going to work around that idea in just a moment here on Good Day.
Tomcat kills up to 12 mice per bait block, faster than decon. What will we do with all of these dead mice? Tomcat presents Dead Mouse Theater, and the critics are raving. They solved my mouse problem and renewed my faith in theater. I like my mice dead, but dead mice that can act are even better. Tomcat got the mice out of my walls, onto the stage, and into my heart. Dead Mouse Theater, open to the public this fall at Tomcat.com. Tomcat, engineered to kill. 1 ounce bait block based on no choice lab tests. Time for me to dose today.
This is John Greenhut, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. Even better, there's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-679-0969. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, like it or not, it's already holiday shopping season. What's the big deal this year? STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math. For parents who want to get their kids off on the right foot, there are tons of great STEM gifts available this year, like Little Bits Cloud Bit Starter Kit, available at Radio Shack for $99. It lets you make your own cloud tools, like thermostats or lights. You can then control them with an app on your tablet or smartphone, so you're actually learning to make circuits you can use. Another product I really like is CircuitScribe. It started on Kickstarter. CircuitScribe teaches you how to draw electronic circuits and then bring them to life. After drawing a circuit on paper, you can put magnetic components on the circuit you just drew and watch them come to life. It's an amazing way to learn how to draw circuits, and one of my favorite gifts this year. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stebbins, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
Shell V-Power Premium Gasoline is Ferrari's choice for improved performance. It removes an average of 60% of performance-robbing gunk on intake valves left by low-quality premium gasolines. And it starts with your very first tank. So you're not just filling up with over 60 years of Shell and Ferrari technology and innovation. You're also filling up with choose Shell V-Power and let the excitement begin.
Disruptive may be just another overused buzzword, but disruptions in business like network downtime, data loss, social media abuse, and limited bandwidth are downright disruptive. For businesses large or small, Barracuda Networks offers powerful, affordable, yet easy to implement content security, application delivery, and data protection solutions, all designed to prevent disruptions and simplify IT. For an online demo or to try any of our security or storage solutions risk-free for 30 days, visit barracuda.com/disruptive.
All right, so in the name of technology, going back to this date, 1939, the first air-conditioned car was sold in Chicago, 1939.
As a California girl, thank God for that day.
That's right, yeah. Exactly. All right, so tell me what you think about the idea of Amazon. How many people know anything about this new Amazon Fire TV? Do you know anything about that, Kenny?
Only that it exists.
Really?
Yeah, it's similar to like Roku. It's an app, basically, so it streams TV shows.
Yeah, and it gives you access to 200,000 shows. When I saw this number, I'm thinking, who would even thought that in the archives of something there are 200,000 television shows that have been produced? I mean, think about it for a second. How many shows do we have on the air currently? In network television, there are three a night, usually, or 3 hours a night, times four networks. But then you go dig deeper, and you think about all of the shows that are on all of the cable channels.
Miniseries.
Yeah, right, exactly. HBO, movies. Showtime. Right. And, yeah, so I guess it is something that, in my mind, how do you get them all so that you can push a button and find one of them? What have they done? What sort of technology do they find that holds that stuff? I mean, I don't think of it as the cloud or something, but what holds all of that so that you can just push a button and you can find one of
these? Floating around the air.
Isn't that amazing?
You have the Brady Bunch right by your right ear right now.
Yeah.
There it is.
Seriously, though. I mean, think about what sort of technology the Fire feature predicts your interests and finds the shows, kind of like Pandora on television.
Fun.
Wow. 59.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.